Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because your state has no money. And you're going to see some crazy things happen. Don't forget to like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. And I will get into that in a little bit. But first things first, guys, think about this. It is anticipated that 27 states do not have the money to pay their own bills right now. And you hear things like New York City is going to secede from the union and be their own government. They're not. It's never going to happen. You're going to have Queen Kathy Hochul in charge who couldn't balance her own checkbook. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. But the federal government gives states so much money, and what they've done is a lot of times squander it. And what you're seeing is these states that are completely upside down, and you've got Illinois that is like the greatest state in the union. And Governor Pritzker, you know, is talking about we may leave and be our own country. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead. The one true thing about this is that none of these states can live without federal money. And again, it doesn't matter if it's a blue state, red state, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's 27 states that are completely upside down and at the end of 2023 didn't pay their bills. And this year it's even worse. So with that, you've got a completely upside down economy. And what's gonna happen is you're gonna have to have people that are gonna have to go out and manage their own checkbook, just like your own family would. When it comes to jobs right now, think about this. 2 years ago, you had a minimum of two jobs for every person looking for a job. So you had choices right now. Now there's less than one job for every person. There's less hiring going on right now than ever before. And it's a huge problem because, you know, the quality of jobs is not there. The amount of work is not there. People are just trying to make it right now and they're not making it right now. So, you know, those of you that are looking for a job, I'm telling you, you need to make that your job. You need to make it something that you do 24/7. You're constantly looking, know what you want to do. And the idea of all these places that are going back to work, it is crazy because when you have the people that want to return to office, it costs an average, think about this, of what you would spend on it costs basically $1,000 a month to go back to the office for the average worker. That's wild. Absolutely wild to think about. So it's not cheap. Denmark was hit with a complete cyber outage. The cyber outage shut off all telecommunications, phones, your internet, everything. You hear much about that? I didn't hear much about it. So their Thursday, our Thanksgiving, was a blackout for them. But when you have flights canceled and you have problems with that, that's when it becomes, you know, shipping. And you'd be surprised. Even buses use the grid system, and that's a problem. Bernie Marcus was one of the original founders of Home Depot. And he recently died, and he has a $10 billion fortune. And I always am amazed at what rich, I mean, I'm talking like, wow, my aunt died and she left $4 million estate. That's a lot of money. But I'm talking a guy with $10 billion and he's got two grown kids and 90% of his wealth is going to be given away. Isn't that wild to think about? 90%. The guy's given away almost $10 billion as it is right now. It's like $8.7 billion that he's already given away. But I'm always amazed that these people don't leave money for the family. So, you know what? You know what's wild is when you hear about California and these states that have no money, and then you hear about things like $23 billion lost with homeless, different groups and organizations. I, on Thanksgiving, a guy came up to me and said, there's this so-and-so homeless charity that I want you to investigate, because the person that runs it makes over $2 million in salary a year. That's insane, guys. That's insane. Because the people I know that run homeless and food charities are there for the good of the people and don't pay themselves anything. In fact, they're constantly looking for money. But this one place that I'm going to start investigating is looking at They're going to making somebody making $2 million a year running a charity is insanity. It's like Susan G. Komen, the people that run that, you know, when my late girlfriend Lisa was alive, they were making, you know, salaries of over $650,000 a year. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Do some common good. Help people in this world. It's too much money, because all the charities I know don't pay themselves that kind of money. Wild story out of Baltimore, somebody sent me, where a woman, they said her car was illegally parked, so they towed her car. That happened. You know, things like that happen to people. Now, here's the problem. She couldn't find the car. She reported it stolen. Then they finally said, oh, we have your car. It's on the impound yard. She goes down there, and the car's been sold. Okay? Now, here's the worst part. So, just barely enough to cover the loan. She still was making payments on it, trying to find her car during this time, because they wouldn't pay her off of the insurance. And then finally, the city of Baltimore realizes that they had sold the car for $22,000 when it was worth like close to $50,000. So they ended up having to give her $50,000 to make good on it. But again, people sit there and go, oh my gosh, look what happened to me. I'm the only one this ever happened. It happens to everybody. There's BS in all of our lives, guys, constantly. And minimize, investigate, do your own work. You know, Black Friday specials that are going to continue through, you know, 2 weeks from now, investigate everything. On Thanksgiving, all these people that were at the table, they went to a restaurant, were talking about different deals, and they were pulling out their phones and showing things. Oh, I found it here for this price. I found it here for this price. So, again, there's deals out there, and you're going to be able to find a better deal. Just continue to research things. Look at coupons. Look at using different incentives to save money. Sign up for an email list, and we'll give you a 20% coupon. Things like that work right now. So try that stuff. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access, VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. And I'm telling you guys, the number one thing that I use on a daily basis is my VPN from PIA. It is pennies a day to get this. It is the best thing that you can use, because it will change your location and it will make you anonymous. When you go online, any website that you go to, no one can see your keystrokes, your search history, nothing. It's great for your business. It's great for yourself, because it just makes you anonymous out there. And right now, with all these cyber threats out there, you have to protect yourself on a daily basis, and the best place to do it is PIA. I am telling you guys, there is zero hardware to install. This covers every device in your, from one account, every device in your household, your computers, your laptops, your tablets, your iPads, your cell phone. Covers it all. But the best thing is, all you do is press one button. When it turns green like that, you're protected. I can surf the net and not have to worry about anybody seeing what I'm doing. Check it out today. Save 83% off. Again, product of the year for iAllegedly for 2 years in a row, 2022 and 2023, and it's amazing. The deal, though, through this Black Friday, is that they're continuing the 83% off and covering all your devices. Get it today, guys. I'm telling you, give it as a gift, guys. It's amazing, inexpensive, but there's no hardware to install, and it's so easy to use, and it's fantastic. Check it out today. Remember, Boeing is the greatest company in the world. You don't need to ask them, they will just tell you that. But the CEO of EasyJet, he said the greatest thing that we ever did as a company is that we stopped doing business with Boeing. We do business with Airbus. So EasyJet says, I don't need to use Airbus to do anything. Isn't that great? Now, here's a wild story where a person stowed away on a plane from New York to Paris, and it was a woman, and she got past security, and she got on the plane and sat in a seat. I'm telling you guys, when's the last time you went in a plane and it wasn't full, first of all? And then this woman
snuck through all of that and still went. I mean, how do you get through security in New York? You know, that's just crazy to think about. So she did it, you know? So, I mean, stuff like that blows me away when people can get through that. Check out the story below on that. And, you know, Amazon workers this weekend are planning a strike to fight Black Friday and fight working. I'm telling you, you wanna hit a company when it's hard, you wanna strike and boycott, do it when it's the most inopportune time, and it would be Black Friday. It would be shipping during this time. That's going to make a difference with a company. It's gonna stop them from doing shenanigans like that. So, millions of houses are gonna stay unbuilt. I love terms like that. How about not finished? How about the builder going bankrupt and running out of money? Yeah, that's what it is. So what they're talking about is regulations. Here's the thing. When you have different, you know, areas in the world, like certain areas of New York City, they've gone all electric, and it is a mess, guys. It's absolutely a mess. But when you have construction that's halfway done, they're making people go to the new ways, and you're gonna see a lot of houses are gonna be unfinished. It really is. And you know, just wait and see. If you don't need to buy a house right now, guys, I'm telling you, wait to buy a house right now. The National Association of Realtors settlement agreement with the commissions goes back and forth. I'm telling you guys, negotiate your commission. Don't walk in an open house and tell them you're not gonna sign anything and that you already have an agent. You know, it's like the houses I'm looking at, I have an attorney that's gonna represent me. It's not gonna be an agent on the buyer side. And you can sit there, and I have agents write me, and so you have no idea what you're missing out. We have houses that sometimes are pocket listings. Great, bring those forward. I'll pay you for that. There's a big difference if you have a pocket listing. You can have the seller pay you for that. That's fine. But for you to sit there and, you know, look up Zillow and look up things like that that I have the ability to do, right now they think that Zillow is going to be the new MLS, where you're going to not have to worry about going out and, you know, being on the MLS service. Just list your house on Zillow. Have you guys noticed that? I mean, there's just so much going on, but the activity here in Southern California, the activity and the price reductions are crazy. The days on market are longer. But here's the thing that I do. You walk into a house, what are they paying for homeowners insurance? Gosh, I have no idea. I think it's about $500 a month. Okay, so you don't know, is what you're telling me. Yeah. Who's the agent? And they lose their mind. Are you gonna make an offer, sir? Okay. No, the point is that you're gonna have difficulty. You're gonna have houses that look like they wouldn't be a problem, but I could sit there and drive a mile from where I'm at right now, and you have houses that are uninsurable right now. And I know this for a fact because I've looked at these houses, and I call my agent and I get nope, which is funny. Now, it really is, because damn, please don't even look at this house. There's no way you can get insurance for this. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because it's crazy. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? My Thanksgiving was great, and everything is good in the world, okay? Hope you guys are happy and healthy and everything's great.
I'm gonna finish this video with these last few things, and that, first of all, today would have been my late girlfriend's birthday. And it's a reminder, guys, to celebrate the people that are not with us anymore around the holidays. And Lisa made a huge impact on my children's life, and they are both incredibly successful. And I can attribute, you know, the majority of it to her because of her drive and perseverance and everything that she taught them. Everybody that reached out to me today that knew it was her birthday, I truly appreciate that. But guys, be kind to one another. Be thoughtful. Think of other people right now, because there's a lot of people that are by themselves and don't have anybody right now. And you can make a difference in somebody's life by just being nice, okay? Cost you nothing. Remember, the best gifts in this world are thoughtful, simple gifts. We're going to announce a giveaway also for the channel in the next week. And it's going to be short and sweet, but we're going to give away a lot of stuff. So I'm going to announce that shortly. So stay tuned and make sure you're part of our email address. Sign up for the email, because you can't be part of it if you're not on the email address. Okay, final story. with Thanksgiving just passing, I love seeing this one whole because it goes over the water. With Thanksgiving just passing, it is estimated that 208 million people are considered obese, not overweight. I got to lose 5-7 pounds from Thanksgiving. Obese. Okay, 60%, 80%. Oh my God, it's just, you guys, you have over 200 million people that are considered overweight and obese. Isn't that wild? Do something about it, guys. Take better care of yourself. Live longer, you know, for the people that are around you, and do what you can do. Okay? There are a million crazy diets out there that you can sign up for. Look into them today. Okay? So, don't forget we have a private channel that we have, I Allegedly Live, which is iallegedly.tv. You can sign up for. Check it out today. The link is below. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. And again, be kind to one another, and I will see you very, very soon.